Welcome to Columbiaville Elementary. This is Mrs. Lynn's fifth grade class. Today, Thursday, November 6th, we'll be producing our second podcast. Audio segments will include News You Can Use, The Wild Kingdom, A Christmas Story, and a math song. I hope you enjoy it. This is News You Can Use.
This is Columbiaville Elementary Newsletter. This is Kenny reporting the news at Columbiaville Elementary. This week, Columbiaville will be having a character assembly on cooperation, like cooperating with your group or on a project. December 6th. We will be having a special day on December 6th at 6:30. You can come in and talk to some of our teachers and talk about the things your child will be learning in school. There will be coffee and dessert. Friday the 7th. We're having a World of Difference Day. Your children are asked to bring in 50 cents and 2 cans for the poor. Please donate. This is Kenny reporting the news at Columbiaville Elementary.
This is the news you can use. This portion of our program gives students an opportunity to share what they know about the natural world. Today we have Ariana, who will tell us about foxes.
Hi, my name is Ariana, and I am here to tell you about foxes. Phoenix foxes live in sandy deserts of North Africa and Arabia. Foxes eat a variety of food, such as small animals like mice, voles, and insects. The fox you see most is the red fox. Thank you for listening. I hope you liked it. This has been Ariana on Foxes.
That was the sound of the red fox. Thank you, Ariana. And now for a piece from Adam Legale.
My name is Adam Legale. Our class is writing fantasy Christmas stories. This is mine. Skinny Santa. One day, Santa was very sick. For a lot of days, he felt ill. Santa didn't eat during this time. Then Mrs. Claus came in with some medicine. Santa swallowed the medicine. He stood up and said, "Ho, ho, ho, I feel better." Then he looked down at his belly and saw he was skinny. The first thing he did was he went to the kitchen and got a chocolate cake. That did not work. So he got a triple chocolate cake, ate it, and it didn't work. Mrs. Claus said to Santa, "I'm going to make you a cake so big you'll get fat again." The next day, Mrs. Claus gave Santa the hugest cake in the world. It was at least 4 feet wide. Santa could see the chocolate cake and could taste it already. Santa ate the huge cake and he turned fat. He looks like his normal self. And that's the time when Santa turned skinny.
For our last segment, Ms. Cohan's class will sing a song about multiplying with decimals.
I came to class about 10:30. That teacher of mine told me how to multiply decimals. She told me to move it on over, rock it on over, move over that decimal, the big old zeros moving around. She told me not to mess around when multiplying by tens, 100s, or 1,000s. Just move it on over, rock it on over.
Move over nice decimal, the big zeros are moving in.
She asked me what's 12.7 times 10.
So I just moved on over, rocked it on over, move over nice decimal. The answer is 127.
Yeah, listen to me before you start to whine. When I multiply with zero, you gotta move it on over, rock it on over.
Move over a little decimal each time you move it 10 times bigger.
When I left class, I know how to multiply decimals. Just move it on over, rock it on over.
Your little decimal, the big zeros are moving it.
Today we're going to end with a fifth grade cheer.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest until you're good. It's your better and your better is your best.
Thank you for listening to our second podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and will come back to listen to future podcasts. Until next time.